Every design system on Earth is being retooled so agents can read it. Tokens went machine readable. Components got MCP servers. Docs became JSON. Good. Necessary. Not enough. Context raises the floor. Nothing holds the ceiling. The best published benchmark found exactly that. Give agents structured system knowledge and the components come out right. Then the audit runs. Broken spacing, rogue typography, an invented color palette nobody approved. Foundations drift the moment context is optional. A designer advocate at the biggest design tool company said it plainer than I ever could. The prompt beats the guidelines, nearly every time. My own platform matches the record. In recent acceptance testing of a surface built heavily by agents, we found a toggle that still flips, but no longer changes color, and the main input quietly disabled while the model was responding. A conversation rhythm nobody chose. The toggle is a pixel problem. A linter catches it. The input lockout looked perfect in every screenshot and changed how the product behaves. We caught both because humans happened to be testing. That's luck. And the checking layer? The best census of public design systems in 2026 examined 156 of them. 26 document AI at all. The number documenting how to validate agent-built UI? 0. Meanwhile, the AI governance your enterprise bought governs prompts, data access, and tool boundaries. It has never once asked whether the checkout flow an agent shipped uses your components, meets accessibility law, or behaves like your product. Agents don't build pixels. They build interaction design, flows, states, errors, feedback, motion. Token linting checks pixels. Nobody is checking behavior. So I'm naming the missing piece and building it. Tokens gave agents your decisions. Machine-readable logic gave them your rules. Specs gave them your intent. Runtime context gave them your system on demand. Four layers, one direction. The readback layer is the return path. The system reads back what the machines wrote. Infrastructure you can't verify isn't infrastructure. It's hope. Concretely, it's four things. Conformance criteria, written down, pass or fail. Checking machinery, lint and CI gates for what machines can catch, benchmarks on a cadence, human audits for the rest. Human sign-off written into the pipeline, every merge, every regulated surface. And failure handling, block it, fix it, or log it as an exception with an expiry date. Silent drift is the one unacceptable outcome. The layer produces a document, because a human waving through a wall of generated screens is not a control. A second agent, never the one that built the work, reads the application back against the system and draws what it found. A monochrome scaffold where approved components carry their real names, lookalikes get flagged, and a rogue spot color glows on a gray page. The designer reads the readback the way designers have always read red lines. One agent builds. A different agent reads it back. A human signs. Banks call it maker checker. Pilots run it on every radio call. Your best designers get their work reviewed before it ships. The newest builders on your team ship 1,000 times faster and get reviewed never. That asymmetry is the whole risk. Closing it is the whole opportunity. I'm not writing this from the sidelines. I run an enterprise design system and an agentic platform with about 8,000 people building on it, serving products used by 4.6 million customers. Inside a company where change control is a legal fact of life. The readback layer is part of our governance model now. The standard fits on a page. The gates run in CI. Structure raises the floor. Validation holds the ceiling. That's the claim. Dated, public, and testable.